This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Thursday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 383, down 2¾. May corn, 391, down 2¾. July corn, 398¼, down 3. March soybeans, 983¾, up 6. May soybeans, 986¾, up 6. July soybeans, 991½, up 6. March wheat, 521¼, down 4½. May wheat, 519¾, down 4. July wheat, 522½, down 4½. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Thursday afternoon. Exports strengthened soybean values, and with no fresh news for demand for corn, values drifted lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 3 cents at 354 to 372. Soybean bids mostly 6 to 7 higher at 937 to 972. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 3 cents at 348 to 380, while soybean bids were up 6 cents at 961 to 989. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 1 to 3 cents at 359 to 384, soybean bids up 6 at 963 to 994, and wheat bids mostly 3 to 4 cents lower at 425 to 498. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 6 cents higher at 990 to 1004, basis steady ranging from 6 to 20 over the March. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 350.50 to 362.50, that's 90 cents per ton higher, with basis steady range from 20 to 32 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 3 at 384 to 390, with basis steady range from 1 to 7 over the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 to 4 lower at 374 to 381, with basis steady to a penny lower at 9 to 2 under the March. Soybeans up 5 to 10 cents at 991 to 1001, with basis mixed range from 7 to 17 over the March. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 1 to 2 lower at $3.98 to $4, while these same elevators raise their soybean bids 6 to 8 cents, range from $10.20 to $10.22. Soft red winter wheat steady to 5 cents lower at $5.21 to $5.38, and Milo down 3 on Thursday at $4.43 to $4.58. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 365 to 383. New crop soybean bids range from 909 to 924. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 373 to 383, with new crop soybean bids at 926 to 939. And in the southern part of the state on Thursday, new crop corn bids range from 369 to 383. New crop soybean bids range from 906 to 934. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, they range from 477 up to 510. That completes our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, 159.10, up 50 cents. April live cattle, 151.12, up 2 cents. June live cattle, 143.87, up 37 cents. March feeder cattle, 230, up $1.55. April feeder cattle, 230, up $1.60. May feeder cattle, 235, up $2.07. February lean hogs, 61.95, up 72 cents. April lean hogs, 64.50, up 67 cents. May lean hogs, 74.65, up $1.30. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday, the 12th, afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded 79 cents lower, in a range of 55 to 57.50, with a weighted average carcass price of 55.50. From the Illinois Direct Sow Port, slaughter sows are trading steady to a dollar lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 28 to 34. 4 to 5 weight at 31 to 35. 5 to 6 weight at 33 to 38. And over 600 pounds at 35 to 40. In the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gelts of country buying points are trading a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $38 to $41. For the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 386 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $72.09, which was 72 cents lower. Receipts for Illinois hogs this afternoon have totaled $12,649. The Greenville Livestock Auction Report for Thursday, February 12th, had receipts of 610. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded $2.50 to $3 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers traded $1.50 to $2 higher. Slaughter cows traded steady, and slaughter bulls traded $3 to $4 higher. Slaughter steers choice at $159 to $165.50. Slaughter Holstein steers choice at $147 to $155. Slaughter heifers choice at $159 to $165. Slaughter cows. Premium average dressing at $130. Boners average dressing at $92 to $105. And leans average dressing at $90 to $95. Slaughter bulls average dressing at $120.50 to $127.50. Feeder steers medium and large 6 weight at $207. Feeder Holstein steers large 3s. 4 weight at $190 to $196. Feeder heifers medium and large 1s, 4 weight at $203 to $227. 5 weights at $196 to $228.50. Feeder bulls medium and large 4 weight at $221 to $251. 5 weights at $210 to $220. The Walnut Livestock Auction opening report had estimated receipts of 272. Trade was active, demand good. Slaughter steers and heifers 2 to 3 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers no test. Slaughter steers choice at $160 to $165. Slaughter Holstein steers $142.50 to $146.50. Slaughter heifers choice at $161 to $164.50. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $160 to $164.50. On a dress basis traded at $256. Heifers on live basis traded at $161 to $162. The National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $239.10, which was 64 cents lower, with select carcasses at $235.19, which was $1.17 lower. From the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 109,000 compared to 110,000 last week and 109,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 433,000 compared to 430,000 last week and 376,000 one year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. February and March corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.77. February corn delivered to Scottville, $3.71. March corn delivered to Scottville, $3.73. February beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.78. March beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.73. February beans delivered to Scottville, $9.78. March beans delivered to Scottville, $9.73. February wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.02. Once again, their pre-opening prices are: corn at Greenfield is $3.77. Corn at Scottville is $3.71. Beans at Greenfield and Scottville are $9.78, and wheat at Scottville is $5.02. Senators Amy Klobuchar, Mike Enzi, Debbie Stabenow, Jeff Flake, Patrick Leahy, and Dick Durbin introduced the Freedom to Export to Cuba Act of 2015 on Thursday, which would lift the trade embargo and boost U.S. ag exports to Cuba. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says breaking down trade barriers is necessary to provide U.S. family farmers with increased market access and opportunities for trade in Cuba, a market of 11 million people close to American shores. He says financial restrictions currently in place prevent normal business relationships from developing between the U.S. and Cuba, but extending credit to Cuban buyers allows for the purchasing of American goods. Johnson says the Cuban embargo has not made sense for a long time, and this bill addresses and removes barriers and restrictions that have failed American agriculture and the Cuban people for more than 50 years. Rhodes Angus is hosting an open house and bull sale this Saturday. Larry Rhodes says the way they put on their bull sale is relatively unique.
Well, it's actually called a helmsman auction. It's a little bit different than the way things are done in the U.S. It's a format that's used quite a bit in, say, Australia, New Zealand. And really what it is to this day, February 14th, we will have sold no bulls off of the farm. So what this does is on this one day, this open house, all the bulls are floored at a price of $3,200. And as people will come and look at the bulls, those bulls that have multiple interest, a person would put a tag, which would have been given to them as they arrived at Rhodes Angus, and they would put that on that bull, identifying that they're interested in that bull. Well, when the sale would start, which would be 12:30 on Saturday, the bull that has the most interest, the most tags under it, that bull would be auctioned, but just between the people that have expressed interest or put their card under the bull. So, for instance, the bull with the most interest has 7 people interested in it. As the auction would go between those 7, when it's all said and done, then the other 6 that didn't get that bull but were other choices within the bull group that they would be comfortable with, they would then put their card on like their second choice. And then as the sale would go, then the bull with the second most interest would then be the bull auctioned next. And it would just continue that way until there are only bulls left that have either one card on it, so that would just mean that one person was interested in that bull at the floor price and it would become their bull at that price, or maybe there's some bulls with no cards on them, and then they would remain for sale during our private treaty bull sale season. They would remain for sale at the floor price of $3,200. So it's kind of a hybrid between an auction and a private treaty sale. But the bulls aren't clipped. They're not penned, other than the Angus bull would be in one pen and the semi-Angus cross bulls would be in the other. So it's that those two groups are separate, but within like the Angus, there would be 18 bulls in one pen, and the Simmental, there would be like 23 in that pen. So a total of 41 bulls for sale, but it's kind of a no-frills type of a sale.
While this process might sound complicated to explain, Rhodes says it is much more simple in person. The main point Rhodes stresses is to show up to the open house early and place tags on bulls you wish to bid on, because once the auction starts...
Once the auction starts, which is at 12:30, then somebody can't come in late and add to the board. That has to be done before 12:30.
For those who do show up early to place tags on bulls, Rhodes gives a preview on what to expect out of the animals themselves.
We calve in basically December and January, so they will be December, January yearlings. And we have a group of Angus bulls that quite a few of those will be marked for use on heifers. And then we have a group of Simmental Angus crossbred bulls. And out of the group of 23, 4 of those I feel comfortable for use on the heifers. The rest I would term as cow bulls. So the Simmental Angus bull, for the most part, is designed for more growth, a bigger animal, just a little more performance. The Angus bulls are a little bit smaller in their frame, their stature, a little bit better for calving ease, and may leave a daughter that is slightly smaller from a mature size, as opposed to the Simmental Angus. And the Simmental Angus, the nice thing about the crossbred is that those herds that have been straightbred for a long time, the Simmental Angus influence will give them an influx of heterosis. And that's extremely critical. It's probably the most valuable thing a commercial person can add to their herd is heterosis.
Rhodes says on their cattle operation, they strive to produce lines of cattle that are solid in all beef characteristics, but that they pay special attention to calving ease.
We focus on all traits, but the most important thing is, number one, getting a live calf on the ground. If you don't get a live calf on the ground, it's like, stop, go no further, you've already lost money. So we focus intently on acceptable calving ease. And with the Angus, we will focus more intently on calving ease than the Sim-Angus, in that so many of our Angus bulls can be used on heifers with confidence. The Sim-Angus are going to be more for growth, but we kind of assume that whoever is going to buy them is also going to keep replacement females out of the resulting cross of our bull on their cows. So we focus on maternal traits as well, and carcass traits. Somewhere along the line, somebody is going to sell that fed animal, and somebody's going to consume it. And we want there to be some marbling, some good carcass characteristics. And when you focus on a number of traits like we do, you make pretty slow progress in any one trait. And we accept that. I guess I would rather take one step forward and no steps back than three steps forward and four steps back. So we will kind of focus on the all-around animal, but the thing of most importance is you've got to get a live calf on the ground. So that is really, really important, not only to the Angus side, but also the Sim-Angus side. And we will give up a little bit of growth to certain Simmental bulls with the Simmental bulls that we use. But if you look at the combination of birth weight to yearling weight and you kind of look at that in a ratio, I feel like the bulls that we use, and we use just proven bulls, I guess we kind of take a page out of the dairy breeder's handbook, and that they really prioritize the high accuracy, well-proven sire. And that's the same thing that we do in our AI sire selection. We strive to use those very well-proven bulls. And I need to be able to tell our commercial bull customers what they can expect out of a bull that they buy from us. And it's fairly difficult to do that if you're using yearling or two-year-old bulls that have no daughters in production. Maybe they don't have any calves on the ground yet. There's no way I can, with any reliability, tell the customer what to expect out of that bull that they bought from us that is out of that unproven sire. So we really stress using proven sires in our AI program.
Again, the Rhodes Angus Open House and Bull Sale will be this Saturday, with bull viewing beginning at 10 o'clock and the auction starting at 12:30. A lunch will be provided. Anyone looking for more information can call Larry Rhodes at 217-854-5200 or visit their website at rhodesangus.com. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.